4 CBA Mobile.
Morning there, Super D. KZ4M Mobile.
Hey, Tom.
Morning there. Had to drive up here and change vehicles so I could do some work today. On my way in, but other than that, everything else is peachy.
For you, I headed to the doctor today, out this morning. They ordered a scan on, it's your artery that runs in your down by your stomach and all that, and they do it's just a preventative thing. They do an ultrasound just to make sure it's not, there's not something going on there.
Roger.
Well, that's
going. So this is just a routine checkup, right? Do that on me. I just start breaking, so they continually fix things, or supposedly they do anyway. Step back, KZ4M.
GPA.
4CVA, KZ4M.
MKV4CPA. I took my radio out of my car yesterday. I thought I was going to take it to the dealership. Found out that my battery was just, it wasn't totally dead, but it was down to 10.7 volts, and that's all that was wrong with it. I thought I had a anti-theft problem, where it won't let you start the car. But it was just the battery, so anyway, and I told you that because I took the radio out of the car, and I forgot to plug the speaker back in. So I'm listening to you from under the seat there, so you sound kind of muffled.
Should be happy. There's a lot of people that would pay to have me muffled. But, sorry, I had to step away. The other electronic leash was going off, and I had to put out some fires, and now I'm back. So hopefully you're not at the doctor's office yet.
I'm at Edwards Road in East North, or Haywood in East North. And, so I'll be there about 5 minutes, I guess.
Well, I'm getting ready to turn on to Wade Hampton from 14, heading toward the hospital.
Headed towards Prisma. This artery, evidently, is a main artery, and sometimes they, some people, they balloon out and burst, and if they do, then, you're dead in like 90 seconds. So, even if it happens in a hospital, there's no way they can save you. So, evidently, this has just become a routine test for folks my age.
you're talking about now. That would be the descending aortic artery.
So it descends or ascends? But I'll take your word for it. And, so anyway, it's ultrasound, so it's, it shouldn't be a, it shouldn't take too long, so, because you can't eat anything. Lord have mercy.
KN4, VWA.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, boys. With Dave. Now, are they, they're not going to try to do a carotid or anything else there, you know, while they're there, are they?
KB4CBA. No, it's just this one artery. So, it shouldn't take too long.
Well, I just jumped in on the tail end of the conversation. What are they checking for? Aneurysms?
So this, Tom.
Yeah, I can make sure he doesn't have any hidden aortic aneurysms down there anywhere.
It's not an uncommon thing, and that's just about it. I only know of one person that's ever survived an aortic aneurysm rupture, and that was just a miracle because it happened while he was in the hospital. Yep. Well, in the meantime, how's work there, Tom?
I'm gonna sign out KB4CBA.
It's always there when I decide I want to do it. I've been doing some things down at KN4 LBOs and trying to get some things straightened out and doing a little bit of hunting. So this is the first day I've worked in over a week.
How about that? Well, I've got, so far this year, I've got a 154-pound buck and a 176-pound, 154-pound doe and a 176-pound buck. A little non-typical 7-pointer. And I'll tell you something. In the last 3 years, I'm yet to shoot a deer fully clothed.
Oh, that's too funny, because I took a shot at one yet. I keep waiting for the right one. The phones came in late this year, and they're still not quite totally mature yet, so I refuse to take one down that has babies still clinging around, so I've just been waiting, but I've about took a couple of shots, and none of those have I been properly clothed. Matter of fact, one I was even sitting on the pellet.
Yeah, both of mine have been, matter of fact, every deer I have shot on that property over there, and that's three now, I've done from my front door in my underwear.
I would have laughed at that if I had heard it before this year. Because this year, it seems like I'll get to work and I'll get down and look for them, and don't see them when I'm trying to hunt. And then I'll get messing around and washing dishes or doing something else and look out the window and holy cow, there they are.
This year I've been very fortunate. I mean, they all just come right up there to the front of the house. I've been feeding them corn, but you know what? I had been putting out whole corn, you know, just deer corn, and last night I put out cracked corn, and they didn't touch it. I'm going to leave it out there a while longer and see what's going on, but they don't seem to like the cracked corn.
Well, I put out some whole corn and also it's not a mineral lick. It's one of those manufactured things, just glasses and different berries and stuff compressed together into a block. And they, right now, I'm thinking there's alfalfa grass or something in the field, because they're walking around the corn and around that block and just grazing at patches of I'm guessing it's alfalfa grass. I haven't figured it out yet. So I'm waiting until all that grass is gone, and then they'll be looking for another food source. But anywho, but yeah, I've been feeding mine some too.
Yep. Well, I tell you what. First 20 years I was a deer hunter, I had to go out, you know, with the cold, all that business. And I tell you what, I quit hunting GMA land. Because I pulled up down in Ennery one year at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I got out, and I parked, and I got out, and I could hear the beer cans about 100 yards away. These other Gideons just pulled up and was going hunting too. And I can hear the beer cans hitting the pavement. You know what? That just don't mix it. I'm out of here. That's the last time I ever stepped foot on GMA land.
I don't hunt it anymore either. Just because there's way too many fools out there. But I really hadn't worked at any of the deer yet. I'm trying to get a hog. I've gotten several hogs on trail cam, and a couple of months ago I had a whole sorrel coming through, and now I just got one. I call him Hogzilla. He's pretty much by himself, but I catch him on the cam a couple times a week, just strolling around.
Hogs are considered nuisance. You can hunt them any time, day or night. You don't need no hunting license or nothing. Well, I think you do need a hunting license. But you can take them any time, night or day. And, you know, is this down in Lawrence? You know, I got a little gadget you can put right on the top of your rifle if you sight it in good. And you can night hunt with it. A little night vision scope.
You had one of those. I've been looking at a couple. I'd like to have one to go on the AR, because I wouldn't want to try to take a hog with a big gun. I'd scare somebody to death. They'd hear me for 15 miles. I turn loose that 270 in the middle of the night.
He is Hogzilla.
A pretty good sized hog. I mean, he's not a monster by no means, but he's, I don't know exactly how. I hadn't thought about trying to size him. I'd have to look back at the pictures again and see a reference, try to get an idea. But he's pretty good size.
Yes, 2 foot at the shoulder. Says a guesstimate. What do you figure, 2 foot at the shoulder?
Close to it.
45-70. Mean, buddy. And I've seen one get up and run with a 30-06 in it. And it actually killed a dog. So, if I'm going hog hunting, I'm going to use a 45-70. One shot with a 45-70, all you got to do is hit him in the butt. He'll be down. They're tough, bud. So, anyhow, be careful.
But I even took a canner down there, so I was ready to pressure can. Got some jars, lids, rings, done some research on butchering. I've never butchered a hog like that. Now I have, you know, domestic hogs. We used to slaughter them every year. I've been wanting to get a hog and never have gotten a wild hog. Looking at different scopes, they're just too expensive. I'm trying to hold off until I can save my pennies and my penny jug so I can get one ordered. I'm probably going to do it sometime soon.
It's right fun to use, I tell you. But really, the first generation, they're really not good for much more than about, 100 yards.
I've got a handheld. I'll get out every night down there, and I've gotten to see all kinds of stuff out at night. Some foxes, raccoons, deer galore, hogs, some coyotes. That's another thing I'll lay claim to if I can see one, if I can get him in the scope.
Well, wild dogs and coyotes, are they considered nuisance animals?
I copy them here, not, but yes, they are. You can hunt them anytime, any means. I might have to enjoy that. I'm going to step out here for a minute. I'm right here on White Hampton in the shadow of Paris Mountain. I don't know if you're even copying me. I'll yell back at you when I get on past this little dead zone here.
Yeah, you're still in there. But, I'll be destination here in about 2 minutes. So, I'll be in there a while. So. Well, it's good to hear you back on the radio this morning. Glad to hear you're doing well. So try to behave yourself and don't shoot any toes off. So, 73s, bud. KM4 VWA, I'll be clear after you final.
Be safe out there. Have fun. Good talking to you. You need me for anything, give me a yell. 73, KZ4M Mobile.